It's the 4th of February. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedfordshire News in 100 seconds. This week marks the start of It's Not OK Week, a national initiative supported by Bedfordshire Police aimed at raising awareness of sexual abuse and sexual violence. It highlights prosecution objectives, but also the support available for victims. The Bedfordshire Police Rape and Serious Sexual Offences Team leads on all rape and sexual assault investigations and collaborates with a number of partner agencies to offer support to victims. Agencies such as Bedfordshire Victim Care Services, Independent Sexual Violence Advisors, and the Sexual Assault Referral Centre all play a key role in offering immediate care to those affected. The police are committed to the prosecution of male violence against women and girls, whether it's rape, sexual assault, or domestic-related offences, complemented by these support agencies. A burglary which took place at the One Stop on Bedford's Castle Road in the early hours yesterday has led to the arrest of two suspects. An area search located the two individuals. Both are now in police custody. Information provided by the Department for Education reveals that 810 penalty notices were issued to parents in Bedford for causing unauthorised student absence during the school year. This represents an 88% increase over the previous period. 36% of those notices were for holidays. The General Secretary of the National Association of Head Teachers Union, Paul Whiteman, believes the government requires a different approach other than fines, which he labelled a blunt tool. The Good Neighbour Scheme in Bidnam celebrated its launch yesterday. Volunteers are now available to help with transportation to the hospital or a doctor's appointment, small gardening and DIY jobs, collecting prescriptions, or just having someone to stop by for a chat. To volunteer, contact Deborah Aitken at bedsrcc.org.uk. That's your Bedfordshire News in 100 seconds.
Working from home has its advantages and disadvantages. Those same four walls, not to mention your co-workers. Familiar. Provident House in Harper Street, Bedford has everything you need to run your business away from home. It's friendly, fun, quirky, inspiring and creative, with meeting rooms, hot desks, serviced offices, virtual mailboxes, free Wi-Fi and tea and coffee on tap. The only downside is explaining to your co-worker why you're leaving. To see what you're missing, visit www.provident.house.